Hi, everyone. This is Terry Nason. Welcome to my podcast. And if you're not familiar with me, I'm an astrologer and I love to write horoscopes. So let's get on with it. March is going to be quite the month. And if you haven't gotten my 2025 horoscope guidebooks on Amazon, maybe you should take a look. It could be helpful in the coming months. Of course, as March begins, Mars has gone direct, but we're not out of the woods yet. Mars is still in the sign of Cancer, where we have Mars the soldier inside the house. What does that mean? Well, at any point, things could get a little bit volatile, a little ups and downsy, let's say, because Mars doesn't like to be in the sign of Cancer. We have the hot, active Mars in a water sign. So what do we get? We either get steam, frustration, or we get boiling water, annihilation, and violence. Well, it could happen. Hopefully not, though. And as soon as Mars goes direct, Venus, the planet that rules women, sisters, the wife, money, wealth, beauty, luxuries, she goes retrograde. And so this undoubtedly can influence and affect your finances. Now, the interesting thing is that Venus will be the lead planet entering the sign of Aries, where we know there's going to be a lot of activities. So what I love about this is anytime we have planets coming from, let's say, the 12th house, or in this case, the sign of Pisces, over into the first house, or in this case, the sign of Aries, we get a feeling of accomplishment, of mojo, like we got through something. And this does a lot to get us back on track, give us more energy, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of who we are, actually. Because we know in the sign of Pisces, things can get quite mixed up. People have a tendency to tell you who you are instead of you knowing who you are. And we tend to just kind of like go along. And there's two factors that make us go along over the last couple months. It's Mars and Cancer and all the planets, Saturn, Neptune, and now the lunar south node, and of course, Mercury, in the sign of Pisces. These aren't really active planets, but once they get into the sign of Aries, oh, yes, they are. So if you find you're in need of getting your mojo back and you find that you're in need of getting some of your lost energy, let's say, this is going to be your month. Of course, nothing great is ever done without some chaos. So I would expect that the month of March to be chaotic. But this may be the one thing that gets us all back energized, knowing who we are, and back to being our confident selves. Well, that's all for now. And I hope to continue uploading on my podcast. And feel free to let me know how you feel about it. Bye for now.